Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Now, don't lie. I know you want some great deals on those events you go to, like your Jonas Brothers concerts or Met games or stuff like that. Wait, did I say Jonas Brothers concert? Anyway, so that's why at Belly Up, we have partnered up with SeatGeek. Use the promo code BellyUpSports at all caps at SeatGeek.com to get $20 off your first purchase. Now that is a sweet deal. Don't forget, promo code BellyUpSports at all caps at SeatGeek.com.
It's time to BS.
It's cold, it's windy, it's wet, and I'm drinking a fantastic concoction of just weird. You know what? That's not half bad. That is not half bad, ladies and gentlemen. I am drinking green tea and Gentleman Jack. Ask me how that works. I don't know, but it is a dangerous concoction. Definitely would recommend. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York, and part of the Belly Up Sports and Belly Up Media Network. I'm Daniel Smooth. Look at the time. It's time to BS. A few things I would like to go over before we start things off. I refuse to live stream. I will not do it. I've tried it once again. I can't do it. Because no matter what I do, I've tried to force myself to do these things that, like, the Joe Rogans of the world, that, like, this is a good drink, that the Joe Rogans of the world, the Lex Friedmans of the world, like, those people, like, the top-tier guys, like, video podcasting, like, record myself on a camera and just hit record and go. I can't do that. I have always found peacefulness, or peace, let's call it that, when I plug in the microphone and just hit record with no camera. I find myself most comfortable when I'm doing that. Will I eventually do a video podcast once again? You never know. You never know where the road may take me. But from personal experience, I can't find myself. Well, let me rephrase. When there's a camera in front of me and I'm on someone else's podcast, I will do it. I will do that. I will get myself in front of a camera to do that. But when it comes to my own show, I will not do it. It's just inconceivably messed up to how, you know, this show's on YouTube. I have the ability to record stuff. I use OBS Studio. I use StreamYard. I have the ability to edit, to record and edit video, and I still won't do it. Biggest reason why is incredibly frustrating. It is incredibly frustrating to do. But it's cold. It's rainy here. It's been a rainy week so far here on the island. Lot going on. The Islanders continue to frustrate the crap out of me. For some reason, there has been a lot of just stuff going on. Hockey's picking up in terms of the playoffs are around the corner. Baseball's picking up. Basketball as well. You know, we got the draft coming for football. Hey, WrestleMania weekend, too. Hey, that's exciting. We like these things, you know. These things are exciting. And I see a lot of stuff on, of all places, Twitter, to where people will question their abilities in a relationship, whether it's, you know, their ability to communicate with one another, their ability to just talk things out, their ability to work things out as a whole. And I want to start off with that. So I wanted to start things off with some talk about love and all of its beauty, but also its difficulties. Let's call it with that. I have found out from personal experience it is hard to unlearn past behaviors and reactions from past relationships. Good or bad. It's even harder to change your viewpoint when you especially find someone indescribably amazing. I am proud to say from personal experience that from my bad relationships that I've had, I am proud to say that I have an amazing woman in my life, and I appreciate her for so much. You know, she genuinely makes me happy. She makes me fucking laugh, and I enjoy spending time with her. I really do. But it has been really hard to unlearn past habits and past reaction and reactions that I'm used to having. Because of the fact that I've been in shitty situations. Love's a hard thing to pick apart. But one thing that I've learned over time is that you don't find love, quote. Love will find you. Love will indeed find you. I like to view love as treasure. If you stop looking so damn hard, you'll just find the X that marks the spot quicker than you realize. Like, you don't need to sit outside the house where your crush is with a giant boombox blasting Kenny G's Songbird. That's an outdated reference for those who get it. You know, when you're in a relationship and you're with someone that you genuinely, truly care about sincerely, you will find ways to make it work. You will continuously find ways to go, all right, I have to make this work. Or I want to make this work. Because this person genuinely makes me happy. For example, I was in an emotionally unstable relationship some time ago. I won't say when. I won't say with who. Because that's the past. And that particular person was so unhealthy for me that I had to do anything humanly possible to get out. Now, the relationship I'm currently in, who I did a BS session with not that long ago, has helped me unlearn those past mistakes or unlearn those past habits and understand that, hey, a great relationship works shit out. You know, there's some moments where I regret the past in terms of past love that happened or, you know, I tried to look too hard for love. But when I stopped looking so much, she came and found me and I found her. I think one thing I wanted to point out is don't regret the past love that happened or don't become desperate for the love that could be. Just strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride. You're sailing on a boat. You're sailing on a sailboat down a river, and you're just enjoying the ride. Don't try to force yourself down the river, or don't try to sail upstream or up current. Sail with the current. Enjoy that ride. And that is quite honestly the best advice I can give. Don't look so hard. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. As the Islanders are playing tonight in Columbus, I can't help but think of a delightful question. The New York Islanders are in a bit of a turnstile, and I think that's putting it kindly. By the way, iced tea and peanut butter whiskey. Highly recommend. Holy crap, that's good. Prior to tonight, the Islanders have lost 10 of their last 14 games. They were at one point in second in the Metropolitan Division. And for the last couple of years or so, the fans have begun to turn on the team. Specifically to one man. Uncle Lou, Lou Lamoriello. There is an overwhelming debate about this man. One, he's 80 years old, Hockey Hall of Famer, we get it, we understand. There is a lot of frustration around him, and I get it because of the contracts that he has signed. Shout out Scott Mayfield. But aside from that, he hasn't signed a lot of bad contracts. He signed mostly good ones. Mostly. Keyword is mostly. Brock Nelson, I think we can argue, is a good contract. Bo Horvat, he's also made some great trades. Jean-Gabriel Pageot, you know, Kyle Palmieri, Travis Zajac when he was here, Andy Green. Fucking Bo Horvat's probably the perfect example. There are some fans, and I will not name names, but there are some fans who would rather have Anthony Beauvillier, who's currently on waivers, I believe, twice now. They'd rather have him over Bo Horvat, who, by the way, has 32 goals in the year. Just throwing it out there. They had a good freaking year. They had a good year. Who, by the way, Matt Barzal, speaking of good contracts, is better on the wing than we can probably make an argument on that. But, you know, Anders Lee, debatable on that contract. Noah Dobson's going to get a good deal, probably. Adam Pellick, Ryan Pollock, Ilya Sorokin. Without Lou Lamoriello, I don't think Ilya Sorokin gets here. Let's focus on the good right here. Lou Lamoriello, since being hired in 2018, has brought respect and credibility back to the Islanders for the first time in, what, 40 years? Roughly? It's not like they're a bad team. They're not. They're infuriating as shit. They're like that girl who... They're like that psycho girlfriend of yours who gives great blowjobs, but you want her to shut the fuck up. That's the Islanders. At the same point, there is an argument on the bad side of Lou. Oh, the team sucks. They should part ways with Lou. There are some people who wanted Garth Snow to stay with the Islanders over Lou Lamoriello. And for that, your fan card must be revoked. I may remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this team, for a majority of my 26 years of existence on this planet, has been a doormat. Okay? I'll talk about the Mets later, as I have some love for the Mets, even though I'm a Yankee fan. But a majority of my life, this franchise, the New York Islanders, has been a doormat. And Lou has brought respect and credibility. Do you think I want to go back to the dark days of the Islanders? Fuck no. Absolutely not. Do I think if the team starts off like shit or finishes like shit next season that they should make changes? Eh, we'll see. But they're not a bad team. Yes, they've blown a lot of leads. Most of that's due to coaching. Want to bet? They haven't blown a lot of third period leads since Patrick Waugh got hot, took over the team. Hasn't happened a lot. With Lane, with Lane Lambert, different story. I want to be clear, I am not against a Lou Lamoriello departure. Dude's 80 years old. He's 80. Let's be real. Dude's going to walk away someday. When exactly? Don't know. But, that being said, I would rather have Lou stay here on the island. Just keep my 2 cents in there. I mentioned earlier in the previous segment how I would talk about the Mets and their seemingly rich-ass owner, Steve Cohen. The great debate on Steve Cohen. There was a slew of Met fans in my inner circle / friend group or friend acquaintances that have said Steve Cohen is going to be the savior of the Mets. How's that turn out for you? You know? And I want to be clear. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm also a supporter of the Mets. I will watch the Mets if they're on TV. Which is amazing because I don't have cable. I'm sure I could figure this out. Anyway. Steve Cohen has promised and promised and promised that he wants to bring winning baseball to Queens. The Mets, as of right now, Thursday, April 4th, the New York Mets are an astounding, to start the year, 1-5, with their one win coming earlier today. Now, I get it's 6 games into the season, but Christ, dog. I understand where Met fans are coming from here. When they say, the frustration never ends. Frank the Tank, who is one of Barstool Sports' great personalities, has said, things were better under the Wilpon family. And I'm like, you are out of your mind, man. Have some patience. I think we can all agree here. Us New Yorkers are impatient when it comes to our teams. We may be a little bit too overly obsessed with them, too. If you catch my drift. Like, I get it. I absolutely get it. But Christ, dog. Y'all need to calm your titties. He owns the team. Steve Cohen owns the Mets. Can't do shit about it. As much as you want to, you can't. As much as I would like to have... I personally would have loved Theo Epstein to be the Mets GM. I would have loved that. But obviously, I'm not the one running the team. Cohen knows something that we don't, and he owns the team for a reason, because he's the billionaire. You know, of the fucking Mets. I feel bad for Met fans, but at the same point, you guys are impatient. I get it. I completely get it. From multiple sides. Happy baseball, ladies and gentlemen. This next topic might be a bit considered controversial, depending on who the hell you ask. Detective Jonathan Diller of the NYPD was unfortunately gunned down last week over in the Rockaways of Queens, New York. Since then, Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump and his foundation have paid off Officer Diller's mortgage. Barstool Sports has donated $1.5 million to the Diller family. Project Thank You Cop, shout out, has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of donations from others to the Diller family. And it just sucks. It sucks because, listen, I understand that in reality, we cannot prevent death. In reality speaking, we cannot prevent bad things from happening. I understand that a good chunk of people today are anti-police. I get it. But I support police, you know, because police are people too. Protect our fucking cops, you know? You shouldn't have to go out in the street as an officer, you know, and have a criminal with 21 prior arrests gun you down in broad daylight like what just happened. That should not happen. But unfortunately it did. And it sucks because, you know, this is the most political you will hear me get on this show. Here in our delightful state of New York, we have a little thing called bail reform. Which, it doesn't matter what crime you do, you get bailed and put back on the street within days. Hell, maybe even hours. And it's so incredibly stupid how, you know, the New York State government protects criminals but can't even protect our own citizens. You know, it's just crazy to me. It's crazy. And I could get started on the entire U.S. government as a whole, but I won't do that because that's not what this show happens to be. I am a lawful, abiding citizen. I'm also a respectful citizen. Protect our fucking cops, man. Shit's gotta stop. You know, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing to help protect police, you know? Shout out to Project Thank You Cop, run by my cousins. They're doing everything they fucking can. Shout out to them. But the fact that this shit keeps going on is sickening to the core. It is so unbelievably sickening. Last thought, protect our cops. Oh, almost forgot. I can't help myself but talk about this. CM Punk went on Ariel Helwani's MMA Hour radio show earlier this week and decided to just unload all of his all the spicy shit on AEW. I will be clear once again. I am not anti-AEW. I just think it's fucking hilarious how this fan base will defend this company and say it's better than WWE. Okay, that's your opinion. Whatever. I just want wrestling to be good. I want to enjoy wrestling that isn't crap. AEW has a lot of Hall of Fame worthy talent. They really do. AEW has great talent. It confuses the shit out of me how the booking and the promoting is just shit. Oh, God. Nevertheless, I can't speak this morning. CM Punk unloaded on AEW and his departure from the company after AEW All in Wembley. He never lunged at anyone. He never kicked the shit out of Jungle Boy Jack Perry dipshit. Tony Khan did not fear for his life. The Young Bucks did not like CM Punk, and CM Punk quit. He wasn't fired. There. Simple. Just round it up for you. My biggest problem with AEW, one of the biggest problems, is that AEW is the participation trophy of wrestling. It's you get a championship, you get a championship, you get a championship, you get a championship. Everyone gets a championship. Some people that clearly do not deserve a title run, shout out to Big Cass and Ricky Starks, the former tag team champions, did not flat out deserve title shots, but Tony Khan plays with his wrestlers like a 12-year-old boy plays his action figures, and how a 47-year-old man plays with a sex doll. Just roaming around, wailing his dick around. That's weird. That's just fucking weird. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, happy WrestleMania week. Enjoy wrestling. I am sick and tired of the bullshit. I am sick and tired of the AEW drama. I want this shit to be better. I want this shit to be good. Where TNA got it right is they understood, after firing Dixie Carter, that, hey, they're an indie promotion. AEW consistently tries to make jabs at WWE. It's like, terrible example, but you remember the old Alliance of American Football? The AAF back in the day? Yeah, fucking league. They tried to compete with Big Daddy, the NFL. And if you try to compete with Big Daddy, you better not miss. The AAF missed numerous times. Granted, AEW has a lot of talent. And TNA understood that they had a lot of talent back in the day and very limited championships, so you had to earn it. The X Division title, which was awesome. The Knockouts tag team titles, the Knockouts world title, the TNA tag team titles, the TNA heavyweight championship, which was, by the way, when Bobby Roode held that belt, it was gorgeous. That was the best form of that championship. Beautiful. The solid gold plate. Ah! Oh, I would do anything to get my hands on that belt. AEW has the TBS championship, the TNT championship, the AEW world title, the women's world title, the tag team championships, the international championship, the continental title, the Ring of Honor world title, the entire championship library of Ring of Honor, plus New Japan. Plus, they had TNA in there somewhere. They had three promotions mushed into one like some sausage-filled sandwich. Ugh, so bad. And they won't learn. They won't learn. And they continue to not learn from their mistakes and their bullshit and their stupidity. But who am I to judge? I'm just a dude behind a microphone who's just talking some shit. That being said, happy WrestleMania weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Happy WrestleMania week, ladies and gentlemen. Let's preview the big weekend-filled extravaganza of nonsense and wrestling and stuffs. Hey, Knicks won. Awesome. Big matches, big title matches, big non-title matches. Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso will duke it out. LA Knight and AJ Styles will duke it out. Jade Cargill makes her in-ring debut outside the Royal Rumble, and that's exciting. Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Io Sky and Bayley for the WWE Women's title, which is the Raw Women's Championship, technically. Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. Roman Reigns and The Rock versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes in a tag match to main event night one. If Cody and Seth lose, then it's Bloodline Rules, which is essentially an Extreme Rules match. Let's just throw it out there. And Cody and Roman for the Undisputed Championship. Fuck yeah. Where's that button? Is this the right button? Yeah, I got it right. I got this shit right. I'm pumped. I think, okay, first of all, if we were to put my booker hat on and my promoter hat on, with my knowledge of the wrestling business, I think Drew wins the title, EO retains, or Bayley wins the title, Rhea retains, Roman and Rock win, Cody beats Roman for the title. That's what I think. That's what I truthfully think. Give Drew his big time moment, please, for the love of God. Also, LA Knight wins against AJ Styles. Jey Uso wins because, of course, Jade goes over somehow, so she and her team win. Yay. I'm pumped. I really am pumped. How are you guys feeling for Mania? That was quick. That was a quick little preview, like 2.5 minutes worth of it. But on to WrestleMania! We'll close up shop for the day with this. I understand that we have some really bad memories, which is called trauma today. We tend to hold on to those bad memories for reasons I don't understand why. What benefit does it bring to you to hold on to those memories? I believe going through hard times forges your mettle to be a better person in the long run. Because we all move on and we all grow up. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe it's hard to look forward without, or move forward without letting things go of what was and, or what could have been. We can't really stay in the past. We need to let those memories flow down the rivers, you know, someone once told me. Stop trying to swim up current. Just let the current carry you down the river. And that current will show you the way. But use those bad memories as teaching moments to improve yourself. You can only get better. There's no such thing as perfect. God himself ain't perfect. Why? He made your ass. Simple as that. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daniel Smooth. I'm coming to you from the beaches of lovely Long Island, New York. Thank you for tuning in to episode 214 of Time to BS, brought to you by our friends at Belly Up Sports and Belly Up Media. It's going to be a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Just you wait and see. With that being said, have yourself a good weekend. Have yourself a glorious night. And I will see you all in this life and most certainly the next one. Cheers, guys. We'll be right back.